Welcome back to Challenges of Faith Radio Program. I'm Gary McCants. Thank you for joining. I'd like to acknowledge God of the Scriptures and you, our listeners. On the Did You Hear number 36, what are the foods doing to the men? But before we get there, did you hear that November is Native American Heritage Month? Did you hear about it? Celebrating the richness of American Indian and Alaska Native cultures, traditions, and languages, giving it also an opportunity to honor the legacy and stories of tribal nations and indigenous communities across the United States. Did you hear about it? Let's start off with the trust portion. You know, trust. That's when you have to take a chance with individuals that you just met, irrespective of the titles. See where they're really coming from. But it was a man. It could have been a lady, but it happened to be a man that was dismissed as fat, F-A-T, and given Ozempic before the doctors found a 60-pound tumor in his stomach. I wonder who the persons were that he had relied on that led him to believe that that which was occurring with him was being overweight. But let's continue with health. Did you hear that cancer suffered by 1 in 8 men is linked to 2020 pesticides for first time? Did you hear about it? Did you hear that nearly 24 of the most common pesticides used in America are linked to prostate cancer? A study warns. Stanford University researchers looked at exposure to 295 different kinds of chemicals across the whole country between 1997 and 2006. Now, you know we're going to turn into 2025. And since cancer takes time to develop, the team then looked at cancer rates from 2011 to 2020 to see if the areas with high pesticide use also had high rates of, you ready, cancer. And they found that men exposed to 22 different pesticides were more likely to be diagnosed with the disease than those less exposed to the chemicals, including 19 that had never been linked to cancer before. And 4 of those were also linked to an increased risk of dying from cancer. The study authors wrote that these findings suggest that pesticide exposure may contribute to variations in prostate cancer incidence and mortality. And these are commonly used on some of the country's most widespread crops, including soybeans, wheat, corn, and oats. Crops are found in everything from cereal to snack bars to plant-based milks. Not trying to cause any fear, but cause awareness so that all of us men can better take care of selves. And by taking care of selves, we're taking care of those who love us and who we love, or care about us and who we care about. Which fruits and vegetables have the most and least pesticides? Well, they list the Dirty Dozen with the most. Strawberries, spinach, not my spinach and strawberries, kale and collard greens, oh no, peaches, what? Pears, nectarines, apples, grapes, I just wore out some grapes. peppers, cherries, green beans, blueberries, along with my blueberries. What are the clean 15 least pesticides? Avocados, pineapple, and I just passed by some, sweet corn, papaya, sweet peas, onions, kiwi, honeydew, asparagus, mushrooms, cabbage, mangoes, sweet potatoes, and they're sitting there looking at me now, watermelon, carrots. Wow. Did you hear that Listeria risk sparks Aldi recall of Brie, B-R-I-E, and other popular cheeses? And avoid these brands. Let me spell it. Savencia. S-A-V-E-N-C-I-A. Cheese. USA announced last week 7 of its BRIE products manufactured at a Pennsylvania facility may have been exposed to Listeria, a bacterium that causes the foodborne illness Listeria. According to the Federal Drug Administration notice, the bacterium was found in processing equipment at the plant after routine testing, but finished cheeses have not tested positive for the bacteria. Thank you for all inspectors nationwide. However, the agency is still initiating a recall to retrieve the potentially affected product. The cheeses had limited regional distribution in stores like Aldi and Market Basket, but the FDA has not revealed any of the retailers that are selling the products. The few retailers selling them, however, have pulled the food from their shelves. Impacted states include Indiana, Missouri, Massachusetts, Connecticut, Texas, Iowa, New Jersey, California, Oregon, Colorado, Washington, and Illinois. No illnesses have been reported, but the recalls among many recent incidents have sparked concerns about America's food supplies. Did you hear about it? Don't you want to know before you sit down and however way you consume your food, know about it for your health? Did you hear about the latest scams? Are you looking for a marketplace health insurance this open enrollment season? Well, you want to avoid scammers. I know you do. Well, Kira Crown over the FTC, she wrote, looking to get or switch your marketplace health insurance during open enrollment, which is November the 1st, 2024 to January the 15th, 2025. She said, don't click on ads that say they offer free things like phones, cash cards for gas, grocery or bills to those who enroll in a health insurance plan. They're probably scams. Instead, use the official health insurance marketplace to find plans you qualify for. Get help signing up or enrolling the plan you choose directly. To stay clear of scammy ads and get real help during open enrollment, go to healthcare.gov or call the Marketplace Call Center, 1-800-2596, to compare and sign up for the Marketplace plans. Find local help through Marketplace Online Directory. You can set up a time to talk to a person over the phone or by email with navigators who give free, unbiased help. You can also find and speak with licensed and registered agents and brokers. And when you're looking for health insurance, protect your money and information. Don't pay anyone who claims they're from the marketplace or government and demands cash, cryptocurrency, or your credit or debit card numbers so you can get or keep health coverage. Don't reply if someone you don't know contact you about health insurance and ask for your Social Security number or other personal, financial, or health information. Turn toward hacking. Hacking, yep. According to Cyber News, do you think your phone is worthless to thieves, to criminals? You couldn't be more wrong. If you think that phone thefts are a thing of the past, you're wrong. The story from London reveals that some people might be stealing smartphones not for the data or money, but simply for the joy of creating havoc. Say what? Oh, wait a minute. We're on a did you hear? Did you hear? Think about it. You know, that's coming from the human heart, just to create havoc. Is there anybody around you that you know just love to create havoc? Well, according to Cyber News, there's a way to protect yourself from smartphone criminals. There can be numerous reasons why people choose that route. One important thing to keep in mind is that it can happen to anybody, and to know what to do in case it does. To protect your data in case your device falls into someone else's hand, it's advised to set up a strong lock code, fingerprint, or facial recognition, as well as the two-factor authentication. For the same reason, backing up your device regularly is beneficial. It's smart to have Apple's Find My, Google's Find My device, and Samsung's SmartThings Find feature activated. These features allow a user to trace or at least lock reset the phone. My friend probably would not have regained her phone without it, says Cyber News. When out and about, be aware of your surroundings and what's going on behind you in case someone is trying to see your phone activity. You're entering the passcode or any relevant information. You know, I was the store a week ago, and I was so glad I was aware, as I encourage people to do, of who's around you and what they're doing. And I happened to look out of the corner of my right eye and saw these two guys, young guys, standing behind, nothing in their hands, as if they had anything to check out. Cautious as I, whether I took out money or a card to see what they were looking at. And I was also cautious as I departed from the store. When out and about, be aware of your surroundings and what's going on behind you in case someone is trying to see your phone activity. It's also smart to check some routes in advance so you don't have to find yourself lost on the way home in unfamiliar places. And I use that example as you just heard me. You know, every day you're going by the same place. What new is going on? Switch up. You never know, depending on what your world happens to entail. You never know who's tracking you, for lack of better terminology, who's watching you, all those things, that's real. According to Hacker News, Chinese threat actor uses Quad7 botnet for password spring. A Chinese threat actor tracked by Microsoft as Storm-0940 is leveraging a botnet called Quad7, aka Covert Network -1658, to orchestrate highly evasive password spray attacks. The attack paved the way for the theft of credentials from multiple Microsoft customers, which are then used for infiltrating networks and conducting post-exploitation activities. Opera fixed bug that could have exposed sensitive data. A fresh browser attack named CrossBarking has been disclosed in the Opera web browser that compromises private application programming interfaces, APIs, to allow unauthorized access to sensitive data. The attack worked by using a malicious browser extension to run malicious code in the context of sites with access to those private APIs. These sites include Opera's own subdomains, as well as a third-party domain such as Instagram, VK, and Yandex. Did you hear? Evasive Panda uses new tool for exfiltrating cloud data. The China-linked threat actor known as Evasive Panda infected a government entity and a religious organization in Taiwan with the new post-compromised tool set, codenamed Cloud Scout, that allows for stealing data from Google Drive, Gmail, and Outlook. The activity was detected between May 22nd, 2022 and February 2023. Now, you know it's almost 2025, don't you? Operation Magnus disrupts Red Line and Meta Stiller. A coordinated law enforcement operation led by the Dutch National Police led to the disruption of the infrastructure associated with Red Line and Meta Stiller malware. The effort led to the shutdown of three services in the Netherlands and the confiscation of two domains in tandem. One unnamed individual has been arrested, and a Russian named Maxim Rudomatov has been charged for acting as one of Red Line Stiller's developers and administrators. Did you hear about it? Windows downgrade allows for kernel-level code execution. New research has found that a tool that can be used to roll back an up-to-date Windows software to an older version could also be weaponized to revert a patch for a driver signature enforcement, DSE, bypass, and load unsigned kernel drivers, leading to arbitrary code execution at a privileged level. Microsoft said it's developing a security update to mitigate this threat. Biblical world, this would be known from a demonic standpoint. Did you hear about the daughter that was found guilty of killing and dismembering her mom and then burning her mom's body on a barbecue grill? Did you hear about it? Did you hear about the roofer who was charged with leaving explosives in a casino toilet days after being bailed over gun threat in a fight about politics? Politics. Willing to blow somebody up. How about Brethren News? Did you hear about the Christian attorney is warning tearing down religious freedom in the United States is the spirit of the age? An attorney dedicated to upholding religious freedom stated that he's greatly disturbed to see what Michigan has become, warning of a growing hostility in the state toward the exercise of religion in the public square. Did you hear about that? Did you hear about over abroad, Muslim vigilante groups are working with federal authorities to lure young people into sharing blasphemous content on social media in order to put them behind bars, according to an investigation by Pakistan's National Commission for Human Rights. Did you hear about it? Did you hear about the High Court calls for regulation of Christian institutions in India? Today's scripture, closing scripture, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 through 2. Pray for all men and women as well. Therefore, I exhort, first of all, the supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men and women too, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and